Judith Roddy. I'm reading an excerpt from Our Town by Thornton Wilder. This time 9 years have gone by, friends. Summer, 1913. Gradual changes in Grover's Corner. Horses are getting rarer. Farmers coming into town in Fords. Everybody locks their house doors now at night. Ain't been any burglars in town yet, but everybody's heard about him. You'd be surprised, though, on the whole. Things don't change much around here. This is certainly an important part of Grover's Corners. It's on a hilltop. A windy hilltop. Lots of sky, lots of clouds. Often lots of sun and moon and stars. You come up here on a fine afternoon and you can see range on range of hills. Awful blue they are. Up there by Lake Sunapee and Lake Winnipesaukee, and way up, if you've got a glass, you can see the White Mountains and Mount Washington, where North Conway and Conway is. And of course, our favourite mountain, Mount Monadnock, right here. And all these towns that lie around it, Jaffrey and East Jaffrey and Peterborough and Dublin. And there, quite a ways down, is Grover's Corners. Yes, beautiful spot up here. Mountain laurel and lilacs. I often wonder why people like to be buried in Woodlawn and Brooklyn when they might pass the same time up here in New Hampshire. Over there are the old stones. 1670, 1680. Strong-minded people that come a long way to be independent.